It's time to take a look at harness racing now with this week's edition of Trot's Talk. Simon Harrison with you and Amanda Rando. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What an exciting time to be a harness racing fan.
Yeah, well, I was watching the heats last night at Bunbury, Amanda, and we'll just run through them. I guess the first surprise was Lenny the Shark going down in the fourth heat, which was won by Galactic Star at double figure odds over Yaya's Hotspot, and Lenny ran third. But I watched Gareth Hall on Sky Racing talk to David Aitken after the race, and he didn't seem too concerned.
Yeah, and, you know, neither am I. A lot of people were, but, look, I wouldn't write off Lenny the Shark off that. He was beaten a whisker. I know he finished third, and he worked forward and you know, had a lot go his way, but he was only beaten a whisker. He won an Inter-Dominion heat at Gloucester Park last Friday, and he was the fastest of the three heat winners of that night. So, you know, maybe David Aitken, you know, was a bit soft on him during the week, I'm not sure, but in reality he wasn't beaten that far, and I just honestly wouldn't ride off the horse just yet. So I guess some people are a bit concerned that Bunbury was a track he didn't go very well at last year, and subsequently was scratched out of the series with a hoof complaint. But yeah, I wouldn't ride off Lenny the Shark just yet. And, you know, the horses that beat him home, Galactic Star and Yaya's Hotspot, did have the softer runs. And you can't, you know, Yaya's Hotspot, he's been a fantastic horse. And with the right run, he's been very competitive in that Grand Circuit grade previously. Galactic Star, you know, is a rising star, raced well over here in Sydney recently, and is on his way up, and he had a really good run. And I guess probably the massive run of that heat was Shandale, that sat outside the lead and was only beaten just over a metre. So look, I think I wouldn't ride off old Lenny just yet off that run.
And in the fifth heat, Soho Tribeca and Chicago Bull are right on target, aren't they?
Yeah, they sure are. So, look, you know, these barrier draws are vital, and that's, you know, we saw that in this heat particularly. Chicago Bull was, you know, pretty much sideways in the home straight trying to get out, and when they're going 26-2, and he managed to flash home. So who knows what sectionals he ran to finish third. And Soho Tribeca just had a good draw, could work forward, and they, you know, got his way in front. But yeah, he's the only horse out of this year's Inter-Dominion series to be undefeated in two heats.
Ah, there you go. Well, in heat six, everything fell Tiger Tar as well.
Yeah, so Drew Barry won, found the front and dictated his terms. Although Todd McCarthy, the driver of Tara, came out and said, you know, we probably went a bit quicker than what I wanted to. But they smashed the track record in that heat. Tiger Tara went 152.3 for the 2100 metre journey, and God, he looked good. And Lazarus was huge in defeat. He had to work three wide and sit outside Tiger Tara when they broke that track record. So huge run by him as well, and obviously San Carlo the Victorian. But yeah, that was a very exciting race. And Tiger Tara, I think he's flying under the radar a bit, Simon. He's, you know, still $9 with Tabfixed odds to win the grand final. And Tiger Tara, I thought his run in the Inter-Dominion heat at Gloucester Park last Friday was really strong. He finished second. Obviously, his form over in New Zealand was strong as well. He finished second in the free-for-all and then third in the New Zealand Cup after galloping and sitting outside Lazarus. So, you know, he's certainly got the runs on the board. So the $9, I think he should probably be a bit more conservative in his price, to be honest.
Yeah, it looks as though any one of those four could probably win it if they get the right barrier draw and if the luck comes their way on the night.
Yeah, exactly. Seriously, between the top few horses, there's nothing in between them, so it will be the barrier draw that gets them. Poor Lazarus, he just has had no luck here in terms of, you know, barrier draws and having to, you know, do it the tough way. And I know, you know, Mark Purden, he's so good at, you know, timing his horses in these kind of series like he did with Smolder last year. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, in the back of his mind if he's thinking, wow, you know, Lazarus has had two really tough runs now, and you know, if that's playing on his mind or not. But it's there really isn't much between these top horses. And just looking at these markets, Simon, you know, Lenny the Shark originally opened at $4.50. He's now blown out to $8.
Yeah.
You know, like, I just think, I think, you know, I wouldn't write off old Lenny any just yet.
No, that they've overreacted there, I think, by pushing him out to eight.
Yeah. Take advantage of it, people.
Yeah, well, you've got the barrier draws for the third and final round of heats, which are this Friday?
Yeah, so they were conducted this morning on live on radio, Tab Radio, on Perth time. So I won't go through the whole field. The fields and form aren't out yet online, but I'll just go through some of the main players that we've got here. Barry draws are vital again. In Heat 7, we've got Chicago Bulls finally drawn. Well, he's drawn Barrier 1, and in that heat is also Tiger Tara, who's drawn Barrier 6. So this is at Gloucester Park, so there's 9 across the front. So remember that. And Shandale drew Barrier 5 in that heat. So that's going to be pretty strong. I think you'll see Chicago Bull lead and Tiger Tara outside them trying to bully Chicago Bulls. So that's the way I see that heat panning out early on. Heat 8, we've got Lenny the Shark. He's drawn Barrier 7. So he's out wide. You've got San Carlo in Barrier 1. So you can see him getting a nice trip on the pegs there. And Soho Tribeca is drawn outside the front in that heat. He's drawn Barrier 9. So that will be very interesting. And then in Heat 9, the final heat, you've got Galactic Star. He drew Barrier 2. He obviously won a heat last night at Bunbury. Lazarus is in Barrier 7. Yaya's Hotspot in Barrier 8. And Have Faith in Me in Barrier 9. So, poor Lazarus has to probably do it the tough way again. So, between... You know, with the final points, you've got Soho Tribeca, Tiger Tara, and Galactic Star. They've got the leading points. In the second, on 11 points, you've got Lazarus and Devendra, and then comes Lenny the Shark, Chicago Bull, and San Carlo. And Yaya's Hotspot. He's on 11 points as well, so he's ranked second, equal second too. So between those top few horses, there aren't many points between them. So it's going to be vital to try and secure some points in these final rounds of heats this Friday night at Gloucester Park.
And even a horse like Devendra, he's going pretty well.
Yeah, exactly. So he finished second, you know, and he's ranked equal second at the moment. Where did he draw in his heat? Let me just have a look quickly. Devendra... And now I can't find his name. There you go. He drew Barrier 3 in Heat 8. So he's up against Lenny the Shark and Soho Tribeca. But, yeah, Barrier 3, he's got a bit of gate speed. If he can, you know, head to the pegs or be there in the running line nice and close, he can run a good race too.
Coinciding with the Inter-Dominion Heats, the International Invitation Driver Series kicks off in Perth.
Yeah, so it kicks off this Friday night at Gloucester Park and then... once again next Friday as well. And International Invitation Driver Series, we've got James McDonald from Canada. He's come all the way to compete. He obviously won the World Drivers Championship earlier in the year. We've also got Marcus Miller from the United States as well. And the best of the rest in Australasia, like you've got Mark Purden, Chris Alford, Kieran Manning as well, and Todd McCarthy. Be a huge honour for him. He's competing for New South Wales. So, they've got, between all of the drivers competing, they've won over 30,000 races and $130 million. So between them all. So it's, the best in the world, you could say.
This Saturday night at Tabcorp Park, Benangle, the Group 3 Paul Fitzpatrick free-for-all. That's the main race. And Bling It On's come up, $1.65 favourite.
Yes, and I think it's a pretty easy race for Bling It On. I know he's drawn out wide. He'll should come out of Barrier 10 with the removal one emergency. He was very impressive with bouncing back from a lengthy spell. He equaled his career best time at Menangle a fortnight ago over the mile, so I think he'll be hard to beat. Still some good value in the race. Blazin' and Cullen, Barrier, he'll carry Saddle Cloth number 10. He should come out of Barrier 9, though. He's been running some sensational sectionals without luck, so he has drawn wide, but I think he's one you can consider for that race.
Now, a bit of news on Don't Think Twice. She's had a recent trial.
Yeah, she sure has. So she's a New South Wales 3-year-old of the year, and she won a trial at Menangle yesterday, rating 153.8. So I'm not sure what connections are, what their plans are for her just yet, but off that trial, she looks like she's got a pretty nice season ahead of her. So and another one that's that we'll see racing on Saturday night. Sorry to jump back there, Simon, is on Thunder Road. So he bounced back from a spell a month ago. He's only had the one start. And, he's in the Trotters free-for-all at Menangle on Saturday night. So I know he's got a big season planned ahead as well, with some feature races in Victoria coming up at the beginning of the year.
Now, Claudie's Princess has been retired.
Yeah, so continuing on the Trotters trend there, Claudie's Princess, yeah, she's retired. She Group 1 winner, won over $400,000 in stakes, produced 22 wins in 53 starts. So, yeah, unfortunately, it comes to that with the lifetime of horses, but, you know, hopefully she'll go in the breeding barn and produce one just as good as her, if not better. So it's, yeah, been a bit of a sad news week for some Victorian horses, harness horses. 4-year-old Patacula had to be put down. She broke a cannon bone just in the paddock, and obviously connections are naturally devastated, but that they couldn't save her. So that was last Thursday, and yeah, she was a very, as you know, we didn't see a race as a 4-year-old, but as a filly, as a 2 and 3-year-old filly, she won Group 1 races. She produced 19 wins and 7 placings in 26 starts, and earnings just over $450,000. So yeah, very, very sad time for connections. You know, you don't want to see that with any horse, and yes, it's very sad.
Yeah, that is a sad note to finish it on, Amanda. Well, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for your help. Enjoy the week ahead, and most importantly, the third round of heats on Friday night.
Yes, and here in New South Wales, we've got Newcastle racing this Friday night as well. Saturday night's obviously Menangle and Albury. And then on Sunday, we've got two meetings, Dubbo and Maitland. And at Dubbo, it's the Gilgandra Cup meeting. So Gilgandra, they used to race at Gilgandra many, many years ago. They still have trots at the Gilgandra show every year, and it's great to see they're supporting, putting in some prize money for some good races at Dubbo on Sunday. So yeah, good racing all round.
Thanks, Amanda. Catch you next week.
Thank you.